begin every Lent on the first Sunday of Lent hearing about Jesus' fast in the desert and his being tempted by the devil. What is temptation? You know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church speaks about Adam and Eve in the garden, and it says this word. It says they were seduced by the devil. Temptation is a kind of a seduction. Or if we look at it from the other perspective, not from outside in, but from inside out, there's an attraction in our hearts towards that which is not good, that which is not holy, that which is not just. Now Jesus, we see, is tempted. And in fact, the scriptures say he was tempted in every way. He saw and experienced that misleading attraction of sin. And yet, we know he remained without sin. You might hear that and get discouraged. Think, well, Jesus had the same temptations that I did. Yet he overcame them and I can't get my life in order. But in reality, this fact is meant to give us hope. Hope that it's not inevitable that I fall to temptation. Hope that I can overcome by the grace of God in the midst of temptation. So this Lent, I'm asking all of us as a parish to especially focus on forming one of the habits of discipleship, that of daily prayer. And I'm inviting us all to do this 1% challenge, to devote 1% of each day to the Lord in prayer. That's 14 minutes and 24 seconds. You can all do it. Now, if you take up this challenge, the first thing that you might notice is that it's not easy to pray. It's not easy to make prayer a priority in your day. When we do pray, it's not easy to focus our minds. When we do pray, it's not easy to feel like we're getting anything out of it, like it's benefiting us at all. When we do pray, it's not easy to feel like we're doing it right. We often feel like, I don't know how to do this. In a word, we experience many temptations in and around prayer. And you might even think, after you make this commitment to pray every day, that you're experiencing more temptations now than you did even before you resolved to pray. Why is that? Well, I think it's because when we are not striving for greatness, the devil doesn't want to bother us. When we're not on that path to its holiness, he wants us to remain in complacency. You know, if you're watching some show and it's mildly inappropriate and unhelpful to you, the devil doesn't want to stir up a conflict in your heart and let you notice that you're being tempted, because then you might actually choose something. You might choose one way or the other. He is happy when we are in that indifference and complacency. He's got us precisely where he wants us. However, when we start to strive for holiness, that's when he begins to prick our imaginations, invade our thoughts. He wants to agitate us and distract us with temptations. So no, it shouldn't surprise us if we experience an increase in temptations when we make a commitment to daily prayer, a commitment that every disciple should make. We have with us today our catechumens and our candidates. Catechumens are those adults who are preparing to receive baptism at Easter. Our candidates are those who are preparing to enter into the fullness of the life of the Church through the sacraments, through reception. And you might have noticed in your journey that the closer you get to the sacraments, that the enemy begins to stir up things, that he begins to tempt you and make it more difficult to persevere in your path, right? That's no surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise. In fact, part of the rite of the church, when an infant is baptized, they receive two anointings, right? The anointing with the oil of catechumens, and then the anointing with the sacred chrism. That first anointing is meant to be a strengthening, because we recognize the intensity of this spiritual battle increases as our time to give our hearts to Christ in baptism draws nearer. So very soon we will anoint you with that oil of the catechumens, not today, but in the next couple of weeks, to give you that extra strength. Anyway, we're very glad that you are here. And if you're feeling tempted or distracted by the enemy, that's not a bad sign. It's a good sign that you're on the right path. Okay. All right, so given that it's so hard to pray, and that when we resolve to pray, we experience so many temptations, why? Why pray? I would say we pray because deep down we experience a mutual attraction, one that's very good. So if temptation is an attraction to evil, why not counter that temptation by calling to mind and cultivating our attraction to what is good? Ultimately, our attraction to God. You see, we pray because we're drawn to prayer. We're drawn to God in the depths of our hearts. We really desire Him. We're attracted to Him. And that's a mutual attraction, I say, because God desires us. God is attracting Himself to us, drawing us to meet Him in prayer. You can think about Jesus in the face of His temptation, the temptation to resolve His hunger by making physical bread for Himself. When He faces that temptation, He acknowledges that one does not live by bread alone, but rather by the Word of God. He's saying that we have a deeper spiritual hunger, and at times we don't recognize it because we're so solely focused on our physical desires. This is one of the reasons why the church asks us to fast and to pray, because one of the fruits of fasting and prayer is that we experience this spiritual hunger, this hunger for spiritual food, this hunger for God. So we pray because we're attracted to God. All right. Secondly, we pray because we acknowledge that God is the origin and the foundation of all things. We pray because God is the source. And you know, the further away from the source that we are, the more likely it is that the water we drink will be contaminated, isn't it? We'd rather have the water right from the source. God is the source of all life and light and freedom and happiness and truth. We pray because we want to receive that pure drink from the source Himself. Third, and perhaps most importantly, we pray because God is worthy, because He's deserving of our love and our attention and our devotion. Don't we often give our attention to things that don't deserve it? Don't we often get attached to things that aren't worthy of our love? Prayer is our way of sharing our hearts with the One who is truly worthy of our love, the One who is truly deserving of our attention. Fourth, I think we pray because it's good for us. You know, there's many modern studies from behavioral sciences and neuroscience that show that there's a clear and positive effects of prayer and meditation. That it helps us reduce stress and anxiety. That prayer promotes healing. Prayer reduces negative emotions. Prayer increases patience. We all want those kinds of things, right? It's good for us to pray. It's good for us because prayer grounds us in the most fundamental aspect of reality, and therefore helps us to know ourselves. It reveals ourselves to us as we truly are. It's good for us to pray because that activates our highest potential by making ourselves available to the action of God in our lives and encouraging us to cooperate with His grace. Prayer is good for us. Fifth, I think we pray, not least, because Jesus, our Lord, commanded us to pray. And He gave us an example of a life of prayer. In a word, prayer makes us more like Jesus. So given all these things, if you were the devil, would you just sit back and passively allow someone to make that commitment to prayer? You would want to interrupt it as well. My friends, let's resolve together and help one another this Lent to pray. Pray, and you will be tempted. But persevere in prayer, and the Lord will pour out His blessings in abundance, overflowing on your lap.